This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome to the extra live edition of the show. We're at one of our favorite places, I think, in, I don't know, it's one of my favorite places in the world. I love Rogers Campground. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
And, Rogers Campground, beautiful place. We're in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. We've been here a number of times for a different festival in the past, but here we're here for the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's the third year of this event, and for Free Talk Live, it's our first New Hampshire Hemp Fest. I've been to a Hemp Fest before when I first moved up here to New Hampshire back, almost a decade ago at this point. There was some sort of Boston Hemp Fest or something like that that I went to one time, and I generally don't like going to Boston, so I never went back. What about you guys? You ever been to a Hemp Fest before?
I have not.
No, I'm going to look like a cop to any of these people.
You think so? Because you're not wearing... Wait, you don't have a tie... You've got a tie-dye shirt somewhere in your inventory. Did you bring it?
Yeah, my son has it made me a tie-dye shirt that I wear sometimes on
Did
the
you
farm.
Bring it?
But
bring
no,
it?
I didn't consider bringing a tie-dye shirt.
Okay.
I'm sure that I'll get... If I want a tie-dye shirt, I'm sure they have a very, very nice ones for sale. But if I wear a tie-dye shirt, then everybody will be sure I'm a cop.
That you're a cop.
Right?
That's just because you've got this haircut thing that you're always bragging about.
Yes, I have a haircut. Yes. Yes, indeed.
So coming up here on the show tonight, we are live from Hemp Fest, but it was actually an extra day. We were originally planning on doing Thursday through Saturday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights live here. And as it turns out, the organizer requested that we show up and get everything set up a day early because, you know, basically the event starts tomorrow officially at noon, and it's best to have your stuff, you know, if you've got a tent site or you've got a vending area.
It's good to have people set up and ready to go when the event starts.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
exactly.
People are like, oh, this is kind of lame.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be pretty hectic here come tomorrow and, you know, the next day with, you know, people showing up for the event as attendees. So it was difficult enough time to kind of get everything organized and put in its place here with just the vendors and the bands and, you know, the volunteers.
And not even all of the bands.
Right. Right. A lot of volunteers are here now at this point, and, you know, the tents are going up, the bandstand is, you know, being put together. So we're here early. We're just doing Free Talk Live. We'll, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Oh, no, we don't, actually. We're live.
We do have Skype. We just can't use it tonight.
Right. So don't call us on Skype here tonight. And we're going to start the show out with a special guest who would have been on Skype had we been in our Keen studio tonight. Mark, do you have him there on the phone screening software?
Yep, let's pull him up.
Put up Adam Kokesh calling us from, I suspect, New Mexico. Where are you tonight, Adam?
Oh, I'm at home in Arizona, and thanks so much for having me on. And interrupting your important live broadcast to have me on for another shameless plug.
Well, it's always great to have you on the show, and you know, we like to catch up with you and see what you've been doing. And I totally spaced that you'd moved to Arizona. I know that's where you've been making videos from on your YouTube channel as of late. What was it that inspired you to move out there? And then we'll get to why you're calling tonight.
Sure. Well, it's not so much about here in particular.
Do we have that
here? Hello. Hello? 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 Just lost you.
Moved out to be near Ernie Hello? Hancock.
You got me?
Hey, yeah, we've got you, Adam. That's our bad. We've got a janky connection out here in the middle of the woods. You know what it's like out here with the... Yep, so, what was it inspired you to move to Arizona from New Mexico?
Well, before this, I was actually living in Los Angeles and then on the road for about a year and a half touring. I've been living out of an RV trailer now for 2 years. And what got me here 6 months ago was what I think is my most important act of civil disobedience ever. And
really?
The reason I'm here in Ash Fork, or Juniper Wood Ranch in particular, it's about an hour west of Flagstaff. Beautiful climate, amazing community, lots of freedom-loving people. No one comes out here to get closer to government. And what I'm doing is building a house without a permit, my dream house, a completely self-sustaining off-grid home, Earthship style, built primarily from recycled materials with no septic system, no wastewater, and no well, just doing rain collection. And to me, this is the kind of lifestyle that is the ultimate manifestation of the values of freedom that, you know, so many of us share. And so many people are, you know, feel stuck in the matrix or frustrated with their jobs or paying taxes or whatever it is. And for me, this is my way of breaking out. And right now we're in a significant legal battle, you could say, with county zoning.
Oh boy.
Extortionists? Yes, I think extortionists is the correct word. And, it's
amazing. What's the zoning board, telling you can't do?
What are they not telling him he can't do would probably
exactly.
be a shorter list.
Yeah, thank you, Daryl. The one thing that they said they haven't had a problem with is putting up a fence, which is kind of ironic because that's supposed to be my, you know, Fourth Amendment barrier. But I put in a road, I put in driveways, I've been living on the land, I've had people with me here, and basically all of that is against their zoning regulations. And the funniest thing about this is camping. Camping on your own land for more than 10 days in a row or 30 cumulative days in a year is a violation of the zoning code here and is punishable by a $750 a day fine.
Now, when I hear the word camping, Adam, when I hear the word camping, my first thought is tent, not living in an RV.
Well, that's worse. Then you're living on the land, and for that you owe us even more money.
I can't say for sure, but I'd say camping probably is defined by these zoning people as, you know, living on the land without having a leach field for your...
structure.
Or probably something that's not a permanently affixed structure. And then you can
have a cabin here in New Hampshire and still be camping in it if it doesn't have a leach field.
Interesting. And then you used a couple other words that, you know, they sound like normal words, but they're actually legal terms. Road and driveway. Now, the things that you put in that you referred to as a road and driveway, do they meet the legal definition of road and driveway?
I don't think there's such a thing as a legal definition of anything, Daryl. I think I would take issue far more fundamentally than that. So I understand your point, and I should point out...
Well, I know here in New Hampshire, at least in Keene, where we live, they claimed that Ian put in a... illegal driveway without a permit, and I actually pulled up the ordinance, and then I went and took measurements, and the amount of gravel that he put was not as wide as what they say a driveway is. So legally, what he put in was not a driveway by their definition.
Well, a lot of times the bureaucrats will they'll bluff, and they'll just lie about, you know, this is illegal, and then you check it out, and it turns out they're wrong about that, even by their own rules. But I like where you're coming from, Adam. Like, it doesn't matter what their rules say. It's if it's your property, you should be free to do with it as you please, right?
Right. I agree with where Adam's coming from. I'm just saying that, you know, like, maybe find a loophole when you do go to court.
Well, there's a better way out of this for me, or of achieving a peaceful resolution, I should say. And they actually scheduled a hearing and threatened us with, you know, what could have been hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines for every little violation here. And when we decided to put up a significant resistance to that, we had a phone flood, and we had called on people to show up at the hearing office here. They backed down, and they said they want to seek a resolution without a hearing. So I'm very encouraged by this, but you never know what that resolution may be. And Mark Stevens, markstevens.net, M-A-R-C, stevens.net, I got to plug him because he's the one who's really making this possible for me to stand up properly. And the grounds that he always stands on, that he coaches people in standing up on, is the idea of jurisdiction. You don't have jurisdiction. You can't prove jurisdiction, because in order for them to do that, they have to fundamentally come out and say, because we say so, we own you, screw you, screw your rights. And in a case like this, where it's a zoning extortion thing or a driving citation or a licensing issue, they will usually back down because they can't come out and say that.
Now, you're getting ready to kick off another tour, I believe. We're going to talk to you about it. Stick with us. Adam Kokesh is here, and you can join us at 855-453 if you want.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free, though your question right now should be for Adam Kokesh, who's getting ready to kick off another tour. And this one, though, is about him possibly running for president in the year 2020. 20. And we do have him with us here, but I do want to tell you quickly about Vistaprint.com and their special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. You can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 when you enter promo code FTL at checkout at Vistaprint.com. Of course, you can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more of your card. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates, or you can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design. For a higher quality card, you can upgrade to a thicker stock or brilliant finish like metallic spot gloss or raised print. And it's super easy to use their online card designing tool. I've done it. That's how I made the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards that I have with me here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. So go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at checkout to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. We're here live at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It officially kicks off tomorrow at about noon. And we've got Adam Kokesh on the line with us here. It's a shame we don't have you in person, Adam. It's always good to see you up here at Rogers Campground when we get the opportunity. Welcome back on Free Talk Live.
Joel, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've had a lot of good times there myself.
So you're getting ready to kick off a tour. Is this what are you calling this this tour?
For the Love of Freedom.
And what is the goal?
It's a really important shift that we're starting to experience right now in the movement. That, you know, a lot of us have realized we don't just want to be right about everything. We really want to make change in the world. We want to share this message. And it doesn't happen from arguing with people. It happens from sharing a positive message that's made your life better. And that's really the theme of this, and helping people share the positivity of the message and how it makes their life better. Because when you're able to share it that way, you know, if you say, look, hey, brother, sister, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, cousin, friend, whoever it is that you're talking to that you have a personal connection with, this is something that's important to me, and it's made my life better. I would really appreciate it if you take some time to consider this perspective, consider the message of freedom. Would you like to be a little happier and a little more free? Because that's what it does for me. No one's going to come back with, well, I don't know, being happy and free sounds good and all, but who's going to build the roads? You know, you kind of skip through all of that, and you get them on board with sharing a message based on love and positivity and moving humanity towards a more harmonious society.
Now, I was listening to Daryl B. Perry record his podcast today, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, and you were talking about endorsing Adam for his presidential campaign
in
2020.
Yes, that's the plan, unless something absolutely weird comes about, like, you know, Adam decides that he likes
carbon taxes
or wants to, you know, like, put people in jail for stuff, or, you know, decides to abandon the ideas of liberty.
Right, right. That seems unlikely. I mean,
It might just be that instead of, you know, getting up there and abolishing the federal government, I could get really popular and change my mind and say, no, I'm running for emperor for life instead. But I've already got a little plan in place to make sure that that doesn't happen. And I've told people who have challenged me on this directly and to make it clear that it's not about me. And this is my own life insurance policy, right? If something happens to me, someone else comes in, and I would be honored if it was Daryl, seeing the incredible campaign that he put together in this last cycle, and I'm really honored to have his support. So if I do anything, if I advocate anything that is contrary to the non-aggression principle, then I should be either abandoned or taken out or both. If I'm in office and I don't do the one thing that I pledged to do, which is to go in and sign one executive order that immediately abolishes the federal government and begins the administrative process of dismantling the bureaucracy, then you should just shoot me.
Guns aren't allowed in DC.
Work. Should I do that in Freedom Plaza? Would that not just be like the most ironic thing?
Yeah, build a gallows in Freedom Plaza just for the irony's sake.
There's a lot of people out there that would suggest that a run for president itself is somehow an endorsement of the system. I'm sure you've heard this more than one time with your thoughts here on running for president.
Was that a question?
What are my thoughts on that, on the objection that it's endorsing the system? I don't buy that at all, and I think it's really kind of a tragedy almost in our movement that a lot of people who get to the bottom of the rabbit hole of libertarianism, who understand it as a moral philosophical concept, and then really grasp the concept of the non-aggression principle as the foundation of ethics, and understand that voting is corrupt, that voting is expressing a preference for aggression, will then come out and say, well, voting is violence. Voting is a violation of the non-aggression principle. And it's like, wait a second. No. So I write something on a piece of paper that who's the victim? You know, and the victim is not, you can't say that the victim is, or that the person responsible for a cop collecting taxes or arresting someone illegitimate, I should say the IRS collecting taxes or a cop arresting someone for a victimless crime, is somehow the fault of someone other than that cop. You know, that yes, there are lots of things that we do in voting for aggression that are endorsing the system. If you vote for a candidate who is the status quo, that is an endorsement of the system. It's still not unethical in and of itself.
Right.
It is an act of expression.
I'll tell you what's even...
That's all it is.
What's even more of an endorsement of the system is actually voluntarily paying taxes, you know, like complying
sure, yeah.
with their threats of give us money and going about doing that and saying, well, if I don't do it, then bad things will happen. Well, then you're even more guilty than my writing in none of the above and, you know, avoiding theft.
Whether it's endorsing the system, I think could be argued, you could certainly argue it's empowering them by, you know, giving them funding. I totally agree. Look, I'm running for governor on the Democratic ticket here in New Hampshire and basically is a $0 campaign, not accepting any campaign contributions. And if somebody were to tell me that I'm somehow endorsing the system, I would say, listen to what's the, you know, the words coming out of my mouth. I am, attacking the status quo and the system. And I've already pointed out, I can't even really swear the oath of office. Because, you know, you have to swear an oath of allegiance to the United States and the state of New Hampshire, and I certainly can't swear an oath to the United States, and I probably can't swear an oath to the state of New Hampshire either. So, you know,
and
it's a message campaign.
So then people wind up saying, well, then you're being a hypocrite. I've heard that numerous times where people have said that I was a hypocrite for running for the presidential nomination for the Libertarian Party on the platform of abolish the federal government. That somehow, you know, my wanting to abolish the federal government was hypocritical with running for the office of president.
Ridiculous. Are libertarians saying that to you?
People that claim to be libertarians.
Mm. Yeah, well, this is what happens when you get to the end of your rope on this voting is violence, this train of thought, is that you have to keep on throwing out non sequiturs.
Right. Well, no, these were actually some of the people that call themselves pragmatic libertarians.
No, well, I think that...
people like you, Mark.
No, well, I'd have to say that I'm glad you didn't get the endorsement because you would have gone to jail because you weren't going to comply with campaign finance laws. So
there have been other presidential candidates that did not file with the FEC, most notably Ralph Nader in 1996. He never went to jail.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, Adam, you're kicking off your tour for your campaign for 2020. And first stop, where's it going to be and when?
We're starting this Saturday in Phoenix, and then we've got, I believe now, 64 events in 63 days. We've added a few to the schedule. It is going to be super packed. We are hitting all lower 48. All of the events are online at thefreedomline.com.
Adam, hold thefreedomline.com. Hold that thought. We're going to come back with you. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're live at New Hampshire Hemp Fest at Rogers Campground. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. We actually have a special guest on with us here tonight. You can join us if you've got a question for possible future presidential candidate Adam Kokesh for the Libertarian Party. He is with us and is graciously giving us some more time here, and I appreciate it, Adam. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Also, you know what? That debate challenge is still on the table, as I understand it. Adam, I'm sure you know that Roger Ver raised the challenge from $50,000 to $250,000 of Bitcoin that will be donated to the charity of Bernie Sanders' choice. If he just shows up and debates you for a three-hour debate where you both get equal time, Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator, he gets to choose the city, you will go to Bernie if he's willing to do this, and so far, no response, right, Adam?
So far, no response. And I understand that Roger is this happens, but if he doesn't, to show what this, you know, says about Bernie, I don't even know at this point if Bernie has the credibility that he did months ago, having endorsed Clinton and, you know, enjoyed his, well, right away gone to his golden parachute $600,000 beach house. But if anything, I think a big part of what Roger was trying to do was show that, you know, this philosophy of democratic socialism, and you know, as represented by Bernie Sanders, is not a consistent ethical proposition, and that he's more concerned about his political image and that kind of credibility within the system rather than doing the right thing. And in this case, it's an easy way to show that, hey, you don't have two or three hours, you know, to earn $250,000 for charity. Something's wrong with this picture. You, we know your time's not worth that much. You're not doing better things with your time with that. So,
Yeah, it's pretty sad that he hasn't responded, but I guess no one should really be surprised. And I guess he's back out on the campaign trail. There was a headline this week about that he's hitting the campaign trail for old Hillary. So, I mean, anybody that thought this guy was outside of the establishment should have had that disabused from them.
Yeah, he could, any one of these venues that he speaks at, all he has to do is book another 3 hours, we have it right there.
Yeah, no problem.
Yep.
So thanks for putting yourself out there with that one. I doubt we're going to hear from him on it, but nonetheless, the offer still stands for the remainder of August, as I understand it, at the $250,000 level. Now, Adam, you're going to hit the street. Oh, by the way, listeners that want to learn more about it can go to bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. So you're getting out, you're heading out of Arizona, your home. You're going to be hitting the road. 60-something stops, I think you said. You're starting in Phoenix. Are you like still trying to decide whether or not you're going to run for president, or is this a done deal? You are absolutely going to do it.
Well, there are a couple of conditions. One is that someone better doesn't come along, and I think my best advantage in this race is my humility. And I'm the first presidential candidate, I think, although Daryl might have beaten me to this, to at some point say, I am unequivocally, completely unfit to be president. And if the, if the support continues to grow, if people still, want to see the federal government abolished, if we see that this is, a good way to move forward, then absolutely I plan to move forward. And so far, the response has been amazing. We have people signing up on our forums to be state coordinators and county coordinators. We have people stepping up in every state, at least the lower 48 right now. And no, we have people volunteering in Hawaii and Alaska as well, but not for this tour, to help organize for the campaign. And as long as that support continues to grow, as long as I continue to be a worthwhile vessel for people who want to help draw the line in the sand and use this particular means to wake people up, I will be here. As long as we see that we're building to the ultimate goal of abolishing the federal government, to start taking it apart from the top down. And I'm open to the possibility that that might not be through me or my campaign. It could be a better candidate comes along. I would like nothing more than for, everybody running for president in 2024 to be like, oh, crap, that's where this is going. I want to represent that. And, I can actually properly retire here. But if, there's a really widespread secessionist movement before this campaign gets going or before before we get in range of winning, I would stop and I wouldn't try to abolish a government that doesn't exist, obviously, at that point. And I would hope that people see what we're doing in the way that this campaign is set up. It's not about voting. It's about waking people up and building the consensus. And at some point, it may become about voting. But really, until then, it's about doing the things that make this leap to a stateless society more peaceful, more orderly, and more in line with human needs so we can avoid a collapse. That's what my real concern is, that we know the federal government can't last forever. I don't think a collapse is imminent. We've been hearing that for a long time, but a collapse is certainly possible. And we really should be exploring as much as possible the ways to make sure that if there is a collapse, it's as peaceful as possible, it's as orderly as possible. We don't pull the rug out from underneath anyone. And I think if we can do it through the political process and establish consensus that the federal government should not exist, we'll be able to do it in the most peaceful way possible.
So you're running for president for 2020. I'm just kind of wondering, should you be waiting until we have a presidential election in November to begin your run? Why have you chosen to go ahead beforehand?
Well, no one right now is running on this platform. I think the people who understand that, and I've endorsed Gary Johnson. I'm happy to say, I think, as a guy outside with the biggest presence in the national media with a libertarian attached to his name, we should all, whether we agree with him or not, hope that he does well and that he gets the name out there and that enough people go, well, gee, what does libertarian mean, and actually figure it out. I think Gary Johnson is a principled libertarian-leaning moderate, but not really a libertarian. Regardless, we should hope that he does well. But for the people who understand that it's not really about convincing people to be socially liberal and fiscally conservative, it's about waking people up to the fact that government is unethical, it is obsolete, it is holding back humanity, that they want to engage in something that's reaching people at that level. And I think that's what a lot of my supporters right now are looking for. And it's very exciting to see that they're organizing around that. And one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this is that I was told libertarianism was socially liberal, fiscally conservative when I was in high school. And I said, well, I'm not going to be a Republican or Democrat. That's lame. And I ended up enlisting in the Marine Corps, and I ended up volunteering to go to Iraq, and I ended up torturing people and helping kill people because I didn't understand that at the heart of the message of freedom is the message of ethics, and there has to be a consistency in the application of that. And that's what this is really about.
So when you say that you hope Gary Johnson does well, can you, you know, define that in some kind of way?
I mean, if he won, that would be great. I think it would be much more easy for me to win in 2020 running against him on this platform if he ran and if he won this year. And a lot of people will make the argument, and it's a legitimate one, that if you, you know, if it would give the system credibility and make people think that the system is working somehow. And you can kind of evaluate that subjectively, and I really fundamentally disagree. It's a possibility that George Soros and people like him will go, oh, Gary Johnson's president, let's smash the economy. And since people aren't really awake to this, we'll convince them that libertarianism is to blame, and it'll set back the cause. It's a possibility, but I don't really buy it. I think if he won, it would be great. What's realistic for Gary this year? I think that it should be a breakout year for the LP. I'd like to see... you know, I'd be very happy if he got somewhere between 3% and 5%, considering the last cycle it was 1%. We know it's going to be less than what he's polling. That was the same thing last time.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into debates would be, you know, a major leap as well, and I think that would really set the stage for waking people up, which ultimately is what's most important, not the politics.
Adam Kokesh, the website is thefreedomline.com, and I see, Daryl, you're looking at slash calendar right now, the
yes.
calendar of the various different stops on your tour, Adam. Kicking off, you said, when was it, Saturday, in August 27th in Phoenix. You're going to be going all over the place, making a loop basically all around the southern tier all the way to the northeast and then around to the northwest and so on and so forth.
I don't see Keene, New Hampshire on there.
No, Keene.
You don't see Keene, but you do see Manchester, October 3rd.
Manchester?
Yeah, that's where everybody
is. World away.
That's where everybody is. You got to go to where the people are, right? And, you know, maybe he can stop in and say hi on his way over to Burlington.
I've been talking to one of his coordinators, and we're trying.
All right, all right. Hey, Adam, you want to stick with us for one more segment?
We're going to make a stopping scene happen one way or another.
Awesome. You want to stick with us for one more segment, sir?
Happy to.
Adam Kokesh is with us here. He can take your call if you've got a question for him. He's going to run for president in the year 2020, the way it sounds like here. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Considering going back to school? Ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. Sort of the pre-show. The official event has yet to actually kick off. That's tomorrow at about noontime. Right now, the volunteers are kind of having a big powwow. They're getting all ready to go and have fun this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. We're here, actually, Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show is going to get married. He's actually in our studio taking some pictures right now. We got Adam Kokesh on the line with us here, getting ready to kick off his campaign for 2020 president for the Libertarian Party. You're going on a big tour all around the United States, starting in Phoenix. And, Adam, I appreciate you spending so much time with us on the show here tonight. And I hope that you'll continue to check in throughout the tour and kind of tell us some fun stories from the road if you have any.
Yeah. Well, we actually sort of dropped in to surprise the student group. It's at ASU. But I should say on their behalf, the Young Americans for Liberty does not endorse candidates, but the members of the group on their own are hosting me Saturday, and we got to drop in there, and I introduced myself, and there was a young woman in the group who said, I'm not even a libertarian, but that was really cool after hearing me talk, and I don't think they were really used to hearing this message from the anti-political, pro-ethics, and love and harmony perspective as opposed to the political message. So already, even before the tour started, the tour is yielding beautiful moments. And I just want to make it clear to people that with this tour, it's not just about the politics and having rally speeches and, getting together to tell ourselves how right we are about everything. It's about providing a good first exposure or conversion experience, if you will, to the message for people who are completely new to it. And really, that's what if we want to see the change that we talk about, it has to be about bringing people into the movement. It has to be about having that positive and that loving and that welcoming attitude. So, yeah, I'm really.
So you want some people to bring their friends. You want libertarians bring their friends to meet Adam Kokesh at these stops.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Meeting me is not the point, but we are bringing in speakers from the community everywhere we go, so people get connected with local activists and Libertarian Party representatives. And the community there, and this is something that sometimes I see lacking when libertarians come together. You have to point out, all right, turn to the person to your left, turn to the person to your right, introduce yourself, shake hands. And that's really what we want to do, is provide an experience where people can feel part of a community by bringing out the love that's behind the message for those of us who feel that way about it. And everybody goes home with a free copy of my book. And I can't really call it my book because I had so much help writing it. There are no original ideas in there. But having been in jail and being spent all the great libertarian manifestos, myself being the greatest rip-off artist in the freedom movement, I took all of the best ideas and combined them into 100-page manifesto of the freedom movement, and so far the response has been incredible. I had a lot of people help edit this. I had a lot of input in making it the most effective tool possible. You know, I can't really call myself an author because it's not traditional authorship. You know, what I've done is created a tool to wake other people up and to share what is beautiful and meaningful to you about this message with others in the easiest way possible. So that's what it is, and it's free. We just cleared, a couple months ago, 2 million downloads.
Right on. That is a great number.
Right. We've got the Korean and Chinese and Turkish translations already on our website. I've got the Spanish one done. I'm getting proofread right now. I think we've got Serbian and Dutch and done and just waiting to get posted. We've got Spanish and French, or German and French on the way. And next spring, I'm going to be doing a European tour and giving speeches and presenting the book for free in Spanish and French and German. I speak those languages fairly well enough to pull this off.
Adam, you suggested that it wasn't, worth coming out and seeing you speak in your community. And I've got to say that there's a marked dearth of people who can present the liberty message in a positive, articulate, uplifting manner. And I feel like you're world class. And I'm not done with my stroke session here. As a matter of fact, Roger Veer posted on his Facebook page, "Hey, who do you think I could get to debate? Who would be the best person to debate Bernie Sanders?" I immediately chimed in with Adam Kokesh because I believe that you are one of the premier voices of, the liberty movement in articulating things in an upbeat way that people can, understand quickly. And so, yeah, I think it's absolutely
worth it. Plus, he was in the military.
Well, it gives credence. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt. You said, Mark, did you say we have a phone call?
Yeah, Charlie in Arizona.
All right, we're going to bring on Charlie. I don't know how far away he is from you. He's over listening to K-Talks. Charlie, are you with us there? Actually, I don't know if our internet's working well enough. Okay, there he is. There he is. Charlie, you're on with Adam Kokesh. Go ahead.
I'm actually about 100 miles west of Adam, and I called in that one day to let you know about the hearing he had. Adam, I heard you on Lucas on a show, the interview, and I totally admire and support what you're doing. I've suffered persecution from planning and zoning before, and their Gestapo tactics. But my question is, was there one individual zoning or enforcement officer that was interested in you, or was it the entire Yavapai County machinery?
Thank you, Charlie, for your call.
I think after we got the call flood going, and thank you for your support in this, it really, it's only possible for me to stand up the way that I do because when I need a call flood, people will, step up for me and put the time in, and that was certainly critical in getting us to this point right now. The lead officer on my case is the extortionist liar David Williams, and he's the one that we put the phone flood on. And now we're just waiting to hear from him since the hearing officer has, I don't want to say demanded, but has said that the hearing will be postponed so that a resolution can be achieved without a hearing. And that would be my ideal outcome and be able to say, all right, well, anybody here can do this way now. But there's so many reasons that this is righteous and just and a really important way to stand up. And Charlie, it's an honor to hear from someone here who's dealt with that, because I know that there are a lot of people here who try to fly under the radar and to be secretive about it and then get caught in a huge hassle, and then their lives get ruined financially.
Right, because there's nobody to stand up for them. Right, they're targeted. people are targeted all over the place for zoning violations, and the government threatens them, and they back down time and time again because, you know, everybody believes you can't fight City Hall. But the fact is, if you've got enough support, you can really make it difficult for these people, make them hate the fact that they picked on you, and it sounds like you're working on that.
Absolutely, and I'm really fortunate. I just turned 29 for the sixth time. Gosh darn it. I like to think I'm young, you know? and I don't have any kids. I'm not married, and I don't have people who are depending on me right now, so I can afford to do this great civil disobedience experiment here and really put my entire life on the line for it. I can put all of my property on the line for it. I guess I'm comfortable living out of a trailer still if they were to try to kick us off the land here. But I don't think they're going to be able to successfully do that. If the people can get together like they did in Bundy Ranch, and I'm hoping there's no armed standoff necessary, that it doesn't even come to that. But if it's a peaceful sit-in on my property, there will be no armed resistance from my property itself. But we know we have a lot of people who want to back us up, and the idea of defending 10 acres against the state versus, you know, thousands of acres of grazing land seems like a relatively easy feat and a much less objectionable one, something that should be much more unifying. You know, who's going to object to your ability to build a house and be self-sustaining on your own land? You know, the fundamental
Adam, we're short on time. I want to see Daryl. I think you've got something to add in here.
Yeah, just a quick question. Is this the only outstanding situation that you currently have with
legal
government body?
kind of. I'm not allowed to drive in several states at the moment. I'm not on probation anymore, but they're probably random charges pending against me in some places, but none significant enough to interfere with this effort, I would say.
Are you still banned from D.C.?
No, I'm no longer banned in D.C., so we do have an event for D.C. at least scheduled for the
tour. You'll find out on September 22nd if you're banned from Washington, D.C.
Hey, Adam, thanks for spending so much time with us. Keep us in the loop on your continuing campaign and the tour and what happens in Arizona. I'm interested in all of that, and as always, we really enjoy having you on the show, and looking forward to you kicking this thing off in Phoenix on August 27th. That's Adam Kokesh from the... Thank you, dude. Go ahead.
Always an honor to talk to you guys, and I'm so impressed with your commitment. You know, you've got way more patience for media production than I do.
Appreciate it, bro. Well, we hope to see you back on your podcast one of these days. Of course, we'll put you back on LRN as soon as you start it up again. TheFreedomLine.com is his website. You can go there, read his book for free, and figure out where he's coming on the tour. Thanks, Adam. Have a great night out there, and we'll continue with more Free Talk Live from HempFest coming up with hour two.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.